Well, with 7 decades of service to folks in the Eugene-Springfield area, Catholic Community Services of Lane County steps into 2022 under new leadership. With the retirement of Sue Payment, Robert Watts takes over as the new executive director, and we are pleased to welcome Robert to the Matre Dei Radio airwaves for the first time. Robert, great to talk with you.
Good morning, David. How are you?
Well, doing great, and welcome to the area. Let me ask you first, now, how long have you been in the new position?
43 days.
You counting them off. I love that. That is fantastic. Well, give me a little background on yourself, Robert. Where did you come from, and how did you get connected with Catholic Community Services?
Absolutely. Most recently, I came from the Diocese of Raleigh, North Carolina, where I was Director of Parish Stewardship. Originally, I'm from Jacksonville, Florida, but as I mentioned, I have been in the Diocese of Raleigh for the last 4 years.
Wow, that's a big move coming out west like that. I'm glad you're here. And how did you learn about Catholic Community Services of Lane County?
You know, I really am excited for this opportunity, David. And when I decided that I was looking for a new opportunity, I found Catholic Community Services through a friend of mine who was living out here. And I came out to explore the possibility and was immediately touched by the boots on the ground ministry. And I knew I had to be a part of it. So as big of a move as it was really a fairly quick decision.
Oh, that is wonderful. Again, speaking with Robert Watts, he is the new executive director of Catholic Community Services of Lane County. Well, growing up, Robert, talk about your Catholic faith and how you got to where you're at today.
Well, like many of our listeners, it has been a journey, and it has been one of highs and lows, but always one of faith where I knew that the Lord was walking with me. I am the product of a union of a Catholic and a non-Catholic. My parents had a chance meeting on a New York subway, and that meeting lasted a marriage of 68 years.
Wow.
And I was very blessed to have them as role models. My mother was Catholic. My father was not. Growing up in the South, Catholicism, while present, is not always prevalent. And so I had many role models, including the Sisters of Notre Dame and the Redemptorist Fathers, who took me under their wing, educated me, helped me early on to discern a possible vocation. And I really feel like you've heard the saying, it takes a village. And in my case, it did. And my faith is deeper and more meaningful because of it.
Oh, that's beautiful. So did you feel like you always kind of had that draw to helping in the community with, you know, service in the community through your Catholic faith?
I did. And it started at an early age. And I think that's important that we have to remember as adults and as leaders, all eyes are on us. And you never know when a young person is watching. I actually came home from school at the age of 9. And my sister and I rode our bikes, and we were early coming home. And my mother was in the front yard with about 35 people. And she was feeding them. And it turned out that she'd been feeding these folks for about 6 months. And she'd just been doing it herself. She had enlisted a few neighbors to help. And I remember distinctly my sister, who was a little more precocious than I was, asking our mother, "Who are these people?" And my mother just looked at us and said, "Do as you're told. One of them might be Jesus." Wow. And she asked us to fill their iced tea glasses. And she had developed this wonderful feeding ministry right in our front yard for anyone who was hungry and had been doing it with the neighbors for 6 months. And it continued for another year or so until it got too big for the front yard. And she and my father rented space and developed a nonprofit. So my gift and desire to help others was nurtured from a young age.
Oh, that is such a beautiful story, Robert. I can see where you can get that. Again, talking about role models and how that reflected onto you into service. And now here you are, the new executive director of the Catholic Community Services of Lane County. And of course, the service that is provided through Lane County Community Services is just wonderful. So your impressions now, you've been on the job 43 days. And as you look at the organization, what do you see?
I see wonderful, devoted servants who are there to meet people where they are and provide immediate help. And I think that those attributes that attracted me on day one are still ever present in our mission. And we were founded by Monsignor McNern through this archdiocese 70 years ago this year. And it is a testament that one person can make a difference. In fact, as Abraham Lincoln said many years ago, it's the only thing that ever has. One person has to care and to start. And from there, things will grow. So we've grown into an organization that is the charitable arm of the Catholic Church here in Southern Oregon. And we provide everything from food pantries to clothing assistance to help with emergency power bills assistance, rental assistance. We are resettling refugees, most recently Afghan refugees. And there really isn't anything that we're not willing to try to help our brothers and sisters in Christ. And I think that's what separates us from other organizations is that we see a person first and then a need, and then we find out a way to fill it so that no matter what you walk in the door needing, we provide that hope and help. And by virtue of that, show that this is a very caring community.
Wonderful. Robert Watts, again, he is the Executive Director of Catholic Community Services of Lane County. Want to ask you too, Robert, I know that you're always looking for support, donations. Is that need still there?
The need is there, and it comes in many varieties. And so often people think of financial support. That is greatly appreciated, but your volunteer time is so greatly appreciated too, whether it be 2 hours a month or 20 hours a month, whatever you, your family, or your organization could support us by donating of time. That's a great part of Catholic stewardship as well. So financial support, donations of time, obviously your prayers for our continued mission and another 70 years of opportunity to be of service would also be a great help.
Let me give the website too for Catholic Community Services of Lane County. It is ccslc.org. That is ccslc.org. It's an excellent website. You can go on there. You can see all of the programs and how you can support Catholic Community Services of Lane County. Well, Robert, wonderful story. It's great to hear about your life and growing up and now here at in the Eugene Springfield area. We really look forward to meeting you in person, and thank you so much for your service and all that you do.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure, and I sincerely look forward to meeting you in person and hopefully many of our listeners as well.
Well, God bless you and have a wonderful week.
Thank you.